Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays, and we all made it. For those who have found us on their radio at FM 96.9 in San Antonio, we are located at 4071 North Foster Road. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and join us for worship at 10:30 any Sunday. Everyone is welcome. The scripture selected for our opening this morning is Psalm 122 of the New Version, NIV, New International Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go up to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There stand the thrones for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my family and friends, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your prosperity. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, in the midst of all the hate, the midst of all the evil and all the bad things in our world, we thank you, Lord, for Jesus, our Savior. He is our hope. He is all that we have to rely on. He is our peace. He is our comfort. Oh, Lord, we pray that today, that, Lord, that you would get in our hearts and work a mighty miracle. That, Lord, that you would help us to be the Christians we ought to be able to stand in this perilous time. And bless each one today, Lord. Bless those that came and those that wanted to come and couldn't. We give thanks to you, Lord. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the breath that you've given us this morning. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would you stand for our opening hymn? Morning is broken.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning. Praise for them springing fresh from the word. Sweet the rain's dewfall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dewfall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the every morning, God's recreation of the new day.
Congregation, please be seated.
First Sunday of Advent, calendar one, to remind us of the Advent hope in which all ages have looked forward to the coming of the Lord. In the days after that time of trouble, the sun will grow dark, the moon will no longer shine, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers in space will be driven from their course. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in the four corners of the earth to gather God's chosen people from one end of the earth to the other.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your promise to return to this world, not as a tiny baby, but as a triumphant king. Keep us watchful against temptation and joyous in your service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I want to draw to your attention. There's a bulletin insert, first of all, about the Tale of Three Trees, which is going to be a special presentation two Sundays from today. And we want you to be able to come and enjoy that, participate as part of the worship service on that Sunday. And then you also notice that there's a tree in the lobby, and there's a sign on it that says prayer tree. And this was Charlotte Tendre's wonderful idea, and we ran with it. There are 98 cards on that tree, and inside each card is the name of an individual or a couple or a family that is associated with Alamo United Methodist. The idea of the tree is for each one of you here to take one or two cards and open it up and pray for the person or the people that are on that card for the whole month of December. Now, they're mystery cards because they're taped shut, so you can't really peek and see what card you're taking. So it'll be a surprise. And some of the names that are on the cards, you may not even know. Some of the names may not even attend regularly. But in thinking of what names to put on that tree, every single name needs prayer.
Amen.
Correct?
Amen.
So we have 98 cards up there, and we invite you to take one or more than one in order to cover everybody associated with Alamo in prayer for the month of December. Now, when the cards are all gone, we're going to have to figure out how to redecorate the tree. But please join us in taking a prayer card or two. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. And now the birthdays for this coming week. Lucian Grazules is on the 3rd. Angel Rodriguez and Fran Garcia on the 4th. And then on the 3rd, Angela and Matt Netherton is their anniversary. So let us sing happy birthday on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Thank you. Let's.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
If anybody wants a kitten, let me know. About 4 nights ago when it was raining, this little kitten came to our doorstep and started meowing, and we started feeding it since it looked hungry, and it hasn't left us since then, but we can't take care of it because Mercy's allergic to animal fur. So if somebody wants one, please let us know so we can give it a nice home. All right, there you go.
Hey, man. Asking you show.
Does anybody else have an announcement? Good morning.
Good morning.
Please pray with me. Oh Lord, help me to take this scripture to heart. I know how much harm words can do as I remember the times I have been hurt by the words of others and hurt others with my own harsh words. Forgive me, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We come now to the time where we're able to return to God a small portion of the bounty that he has given to each of us. Please pray with me. Father, giver, sustainer, all that we have is a gift from your hand, and we humbly acknowledge that now. We know that oftentimes we squander the bounty that you've given to us, but we ask, Lord, that as we give back but a small portion, that you multiply our tithes and our offerings so that your glory may spread throughout the world. In Christ's name, amen.
Scripture is James 3, 1 through 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. We all stumble in many ways. Anyone who is never at fault in what they say is perfect, able to keep their whole body in check. When we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we can turn the whole animal. Or take ships as example. Although they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are steered by a very small rudder where the pilot wants to go. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider when a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell. All kinds of animals, birds, reptiles, and sea creatures are being tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father. And with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. More? Okay. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility, the ones from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder in every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus' example of how to live on earth to your praise and glory. I pray that I would not act hypocritically, praising God in one breath and cursing him in another. But I pray I would reflect the Lord Jesus, speaking always in spirit and in truth with all wisdom and understanding. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our affirmation of faith today comes from Paul's letter to the Romans. I ask that you join me in this historic affirmation. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all things we are more than conquerors through the one who loved us. We are sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. As we prepare our hearts for the message that the Holy Spirit has given to Pastor Ted, let us open our hearts and minds and pray. Heavenly Father, we come empty. We ask, Lord, that you fill us. Fill us with your word. We ask that you strengthen our pastor, that you give him the power to deliver the mighty word that your Holy Spirit will speak through him. Make him your instrument. Let his words be your words. And let those words burn in our hearts and burn to the extent that we take your message to a hurting world. These things we ask in the name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Well, good morning. Oh, my goodness. It's so good to see each one of you here this morning. I wonder what's on your mind this morning. Amen. Oh, my goodness. I pray that Jesus is on your mind. I want to start this morning real quick by, I'm very excited about this message this morning because it hits me close to home. And I need it just like everybody else. But I want to do this real quick. If you would, take one of your hands, point it up to your mouth. You don't, just point it up there. Now open your mouth. Open your mouth. You got a little bitty member in there, and that little member can do a whole lot of damage. Amen? Amen. It may not be much, but that little member can cause a lot of problems and a lot of pain. But it can also cause a lot of joy. You see, our words are incredibly powerful, and they carry in them both life and death. No, I really didn't understand that at first until, but now as I studied and read James 3, and James, I realized that, you know what, that little tongue can cause some damage, amen? Now, through 50 years of marriage, my little tongue has just, you know, just been going crazy. But you know what? The Lord helped me to tame that tongue. Plus, I guess Tessa, she just got to the point where she just didn't pay no attention to me anymore. So, but I just wanted to emphasize that tongue it can be pretty tough. Words are very powerful. The American novelist Nathaniel Hawthorne says, words so innocent and powerless as they are, as standing in a dictionary, how potent and evil they become in the hands of someone who knows how to combine them. Yes, words can be evil and destructive. And if you ever lived through the junior high years, you know just how true this is. You know, but words can also be life-giving, creative, and wonderful. You know, simply think for a moment about a time when someone spoke encouraging words to you or me and life-giving words, and that was amazing. I think it's awesome when you can talk to someone and the words that you use encourage them so much that it kind of lifts them up and makes their whole day. And as far as words go, we know that God literally spoke the world into existence. And in Psalms 33:9, it says, he spoke and it came to be, and he commanded and it stood firm. So words are powerful, words have meaning. But I got to tell you this, an ill-timed or perfectly timed word spoken to another can impact them for their entire lives. So I want you to marinate. Think about that for a minute. You see, you can change the trajectory of a person's life simply by the way you speak to them. Amen? Now, that sounds kind of weird, but hey, it's true. It really is true. So be careful what you say. James begins by making a point about the judgment teachers or preachers will incur because of their position. You see, this make a ton of sense, because if we, the teachers and the preachers, we will be held to a higher standard because we have the power to speak life. You have the power to speak life. Teachers have the power to speak life. You know, so and of course today the way teachers teach is through words. So maybe Pastor James is trying to tell us just how serious the situation is by saying the weight of responsibility carried. Either way, he goes on to say, we all stumble in many ways. Oh, how true that is. I stumble a lot. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man. How many of you are perfect in here? Amen. 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 In simple terms, listen to this. If you're able to control your mouth, then you can control anything. If you can control what you say, you can control anything. You see, when you can do that, then you reach the end of the journey, perfection. All of us, including me, have said things we wish we could take back or change. I know I have. Because even though the tongue is such a small part of our bodies, it's got a huge impact, you know. And he goes on to give us three very practical examples in verses 3 through 5 in chapter 3 about how something large and powerful is controlled by a comparably tiny thing. You ever seen a horse's bit? You know what it can do to that big old horse? You can make that horse go any way you want to, can't you? You know, the rudder of a ship. That ship, we got a big old destroyer, that little old rudder can turn that ship any way that it wants to go, that the captain wants to go. And even a small fire can be used to make a big point. All of these things are ultimately under the control of something or someone else. So it's a good reminder that we do all have a role to play in all this. We have a responsibility over our words, our tongues, and the choice to use them for profit or destruction in the kingdom. So what's going on here? What's going to happen? What's the potential for disaster? Why is it such a big deal about our tongue? Just read chapter 3, verse 6. It says, the tongue is also a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one life on fire, and itself is set on fire by hell. Oh, my goodness. That's a pretty tough list, isn't it? But Pastor James is trying to make his point clearer and clearer to us. No human being has been able to tame the tongue. It says, with it, we can bless our Lord and Father. We pray, oh, Lord, we love you. And then out of the same mouth, we curse our neighbor. We curse our friends. We curse those that are around us. How in the world can that be? James says in 3:7-10, this shouldn't be. You see, when we curse others and then sing praises out of the same mouth, it sends the wrong message to others. You know, I guess it's no wonder that churches are having such a hard time with those that we're trying to pray to or trying to preach to. It's because they see us doing wrong, and why in the world would they want to get involved in an operation or a church that they curse others and they sing praises out of the same mouth? Sure, we're new creations. We're sanctified, or we're being sanctified. And yes, God will bring us through trials and suffering all the way to perfection. But our words often remind us in a very painful way just how rotten and awful we can be to one another. Have you ever just kind of sat down and you said something mean to somebody and you just kind of say, oh my goodness, Lord, why did I say that? Why did I say that? Let me go and apologize. You go and apologize, but you've hurt that person. You've hurt that person. And you can't take those words back. Be careful what you say. So what do we do about all this ugliness and the way we treat each other? James says it's humility, meekness, and kindness. He says, humble yourselves before God, and he'll lift you up. So, and isn't it true that so many of our arguments and division come from something where we want us, we have a hole that needs to be filled? Whether it's seen to be as smart, funny, or wise, maybe it's to be wealthy and powerful, healthy, or free spirit. Whatever the case may be, we often use our words to accomplish these things. We want wholeness. We want peace and contentment. Yet somehow we cause so much destruction in our pursuit. So don't speak evil against one another. And remember, there's only one lawgiver and judge. He was able to save and destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? This comes from James 4, 11 through 12. So I want you to be mindful about your tongue. And now about this boasting. And where do you think boasting comes from? What about all this arrogance that we show sometimes? You guessed it. Comes right out of here. Right out of here. Be careful what you say. It's easy to see why James is so passionate about this. But this last example brings us something else about our speech. So important to remember, having to do with the power and sovereignty of the Almighty God. How many of us have just flippantly spoken about all the things that we're going to do? We're going to do this, and we're going to have this, and we're going to have a great Christmas, and we're going to go here, and we're going to go there. You see, we often talk as if we have control over our future, as like we can just speak things into existence. You know, just like I want a beautiful 2,000 square foot deck in our backyard. I just speak it and it's going to be there. Of course, that's not true. The truth is, James says, listen to this. Our lives, we are just mists that appear for a little while and then vanishes. From dust we came, and to dust we will return. So in light of this reality, what we should be saying is that we will do these things, we will have this, we will celebrate this, if the Lord's will. So, you know, folks, a little reverence to the Lord could go a long, long way. A little kindness can go a long, long way, both in our hearts and in the hearts of others around us. The truth is, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and it might be foolish of us to say that. To go on talking, you know, as if we got summer's trip to Cancun or wherever all locked down, because we don't. But you know what? God knows, and he is sovereign. He watches over us from the morning to the evening. His loving mercy and kindness are fresh every morning, and his words has an awful lot to say about how we should use our words. I'm going to give you just two examples, but if you want more examples, I encourage you to look at Proverbs 18. It'll give you quite a few. We'll just look at two. Proverbs 18 and 4. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is a bubbling brook. Proverbs 18:7, a fool's mouth is his ruin, and his lips are a snare to his soul. You have the power with what you say and what you speak to be a help, or you can be a hindrance to someone. You can bring joy, or you can bring pain. You can bring hope, or you can bring despair, just by what you say. I want to encourage you this week and challenge you this week to speak words of kindness and hope to those around you, especially those that may not be in your family. Tell them some good things. Tell them how much you care about it. Just tell them, you know, I enjoy you, and I just want to tell you that I enjoy working with you. Do something nice for somebody. That's what the Lord wants us to do. And he wants these little members in our mouth here that cause so much pain. What he wants from us with that is he wants us to speak life to those around us. How do you think you're going to get folks to come to Christ if they find us bad-mouthing each other? How do we think that we're going to be able to have to do the mission and the work here at Alamo that we need to do if we speak bad about one another? Oh, my friends, and me included, we need to control our tongues. Amen?
Amen.
We need to watch what we say, because as I said before, once it's out there, it's out there. You can't say, okay, let me have those words back. The damage is done. The only thing you can do is go and ask for forgiveness. That person may or may not. That person.
I want you to know that this morning,
I believe the preacher ought to set the example in everything that he preaches. If I've done some wrong and hurt your feelings, or if I've stepped on your toes some kind of way, well, the step on the toes thing, I may have to do that periodically, but I just want you to know that I don't do it out of malice. I don't do it out of envy or hate or pride. I do it because I love you, and I want to see us go down the right path. We here in this body of Christ right here, we are Alamo United Methodist Church, and I don't care which way the world goes or wherever the denominations or whatever going, we must go with Christ. Amen? Our mission is to follow him, and do the things that he wants us to do. And one of the things we can do is we can watch what we say. And how do we get this little member under control, by the way? How do we do that? Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news for you. The bad news is you can't control it. You don't have power. But there is one working inside of you, and that is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can help you, control that tongue if you let him. Amen? So next time that you feel like you got to say something mean to somebody, step back and say, "Hold, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's not the way Jesus would want me to do it." And I guarantee you, when you do that, you'll be able to say, and you'll say some encouraging words in the midst of a crisis or a storm that will help someone along the way. And then you'll be able to please the Lord, because sometimes even though the words that you say are truthful, they still may hurt. But the truth is the truth. Amen? And it needs to be spoken. It needs to be spoken. So I just want you to say this morning that Jesus loved you very much, and I love you very much. And with the Lord's will here at Alamo, we're going to do a great and mighty work for the Lord. If we will stay, walk step in step with the Lord, let him lead us. You won't have to worry about what's going on outside, amen? The only one that you have to worry about pleasing is the Lord. Amen? God bless you this morning. As we prepare for the invitation, as we get ready to extend the invitation, in order for you to have complete control of your tongue, is you've got to know Jesus. You've got to know the Savior. Because with the Savior, with him working in you, then you can, he'll control that tongue for you. He'll run all that mess out of you. But you got to know him. So the invitation is open to anyone who may be having some trouble with their tongue, maybe having some trouble with their attitude, or maybe having some trouble with anything that's not pleasing to God. The altar is open for anyone that wishes to come.
Would you stand for our invitation hymn, Wonderful Words of Life?
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
I encourage you to
please lift up in prayer our good friend John Austin, who's sick this morning. He can't be here. And also, I got a text from Linda McMillan that says that Jim is doing, he's doing better. So that's an answer to prayer. Amen?
Amen.
He's able to have a milkshake on speech therapy day. So please keep praying for Jim. He's doing better. And please keep Linda in your prayers as well. Amen? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, you've been so good to us. Even, Lord, when we've been mean to others and mean to you, you still look out for us. You still care. Talk about being thankful. Lord, we are thankful for that. Lord, we're thankful that we're here today. We're thankful, Lord, that we can move around and we can look at each other and we can talk and tell each other. Oh Lord, help us to control this tongue. Help us to speak words of life to each other. Help us, Lord, to speak words of hope. Forgive us for being mean to one another. Forgive us, Lord, for being ugly and being unkind. Because, Lord, we know that that's not the way that you want us to be. Guard us, Lord. Guard our hearts and guard our mouths. Keep us straight, because we don't know how. Lord, we're all in your hands, and we thank you. And Jesus, You're coming back, and we want to be ready. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me in the prayer that Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And as we go from here today, let us remember and keep those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to pray for them and all who are homebound or ailing in any way. And I hate to say it, but this has been a bad week for the Martinez family. Hector Martinez fell in an accident at home and has a fractured shoulder. So not only is he suffering from a stroke, about 6 years old, the man has got a problem. But I've told him, and he understood, that God was with him at that time because his nephew was coming to spend some time with him at Thanksgiving Day and what have you, and he came early. And here was Hector laying on the floor. And he says, and Hector says, this hurts. And he says, okay, I know. You're getting up. You're getting in the wheelchair. You're getting in my car. And we're going to the emergency room. And at the emergency room, they did the x-rays. They drew blood. He'll have tests drawn. And he'll find out how they are in the next couple of weeks. But his shoulder is going to probably require extensive surgery. And let us remember to pray for him. And also, I did mention the Martinez family. Estella is no longer a Martinez because for about a half a century she's been married to someone with a different name. But guess who fell and injured herself the day after Hector did? Remember Estella. She usually sits right back there with her husband, but she's not here today. And that she needs our prayers. And be friendly and be safe. And join us here again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Will you stand for our closing hymn, When We All Get to Heaven? Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all sing Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory while we walk the pilgrim pathway. Clouds will overspread the sky, but when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sign. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all sing Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life remain. When we all get to heaven,
When we hold, say Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Go in peace.